Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You stay on that narrow path. You keep running your race. You help out a whole bunch of people upon your journey. And I just pray that the Lord just look out for you in multiple ways, and he just keep on surprising you. Amen. Most definitely, y'all, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up. Let us thank the Lord for getting us through the evening, through the night. Let us thank the Lord for always keeping his promises, always keeping his covenants, always protecting his people. Let us thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, a roof over our head. Amen. A lot of people's situations might not be where they want to be right now, but the Lord is purifying you. He's molding you. He's expanding you. So the pain within your process is going to be rewarded. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. It's worth the wait. Wait on the Lord. I say wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all, and let us always uplift one another in Christ. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord, all right? We have to have unity, harmony, peace, and love with this, all right? We are scattered all four corners of the earth, and we can still praise the same creator, amen? That's how great he is, hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all kindreds, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Let us just have that unity and love. The Lord loves when people come together for him. Amen. So we have to be as one with him. Amen. One shepherd, one flock. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God, for of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back in an hour nobody knows but him, and he is coming back for a people who are spotless and blameless. So stay clean, stay purified, people, and people, keep your lamps and oils, y'all, all right? Guys, stay ready, y'all. Stay ready. Yes, yes. Most definitely, y'all. Stay watchful. Stay prayed up, vigilant, sober, alert, all of that. Amen. We touch and agree. Let us know the Lord better. Let us know him personally. Let us keep seeking his face. Let us keep obeying his word. Obey his law, such as the commandments. Obey the gospel. And just keep on with it, you know. Stay strong. Hold on, people. Things may be a little rocky in a roller coaster right now, but the Lord going to give you that stability when it's all said and done. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Everlasting joy, okay? So on today's message, we're going to go through one of the lost books of the Bibles as well through Apocrypha. And with this one, we're going to do the letter of Jeremiah, all right? So we'll go through the letter of Jeremiah, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen, most definitely, y'all. So Jeremiah is definitely one of my favorite prophets. I love to read about Jeremiah. Endured a whole lot for the Lord. Amen. And I just feel like Jeremiah represents a lot of us. You know, we're going to endure a lot of things for this gospel. We're going to endure a lot of things for this word. Amen. So we're going to stay real loyal and joyful with it. All right. They called Jeremiah the weeping prophet. Amen. But he had every right to weep. He went through a lot for the Most High. So You know, them emotions, they kick in a lot when you're going through those trials, those tests, those tribulations, those hardships and everything, all right? But always remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength, amen? Most definitely. So let's go into the letter of Jeremiah. Here we go. A copy of a letter that Jeremiah sent to those who were to be taken to Babylon as exiles by the king of the Babylonians to give them the message that God had commanded them. The people face a long captivity. Because of the sins that you have committed before God, you will be taken to Babylon as exiles by Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylonians. Therefore, when you have come to Babylon, you will remain there for many years, for a long time, up to seven generations. After that, I will bring you away from there in peace. Now in Babylon, you will see gods made of silver and gold and wood that people carry on their shoulders and that cause the nations to fear. So be aware of becoming at all like the foreigners, or of letting fear of these gods possess you, when you see the multitude before and behind them worshiping them. But say in your heart, it is you, O Lord, whom we must worship, for my angel is with you, and he is watching over your lives. The helplessness of idols. Their tongues are smoothed by the carpenter, and they themselves are overlaid with gold and silver, but they are false and cannot speak. People take gold and make crowns for the heads of their gods, as they might for a young woman who loves ornaments. Sometimes the priests secretly take gold and silver from their gods and spend it on themselves, or even give some of it to the prostitutes on the terrace. They deck their gods out with garments like humans, these gods of silver and gold and wood that cannot save themselves from rust and decay. When they have been dressed in purple robes, their faces are wiped because of the dust from the temple, which is thick upon them. One of them holds a scepter like a district judge, but is unable to destroy anyone who offends it. Another has a dagger in its right hand and an axe, but cannot defend itself from war and robbers. From this, it is evident that they are not gods, so do not fear them. For just as someone's dish is useless when it is broken, so are their gods when they have been set up in the temples. Their eyes are full of dust raised by the feet of those who enter. And just as the gates are shut on every side against anyone who has offended the king, as though under sentence of death, so the priests make their temples secure with doors and locks and bars in order that they might not be plundered by robbers. They light more lamps for them than they light. For themselves, though their gods can see none of them. They are just like a beam of the temple, but their hearts, it is said, are eaten away when crawling creatures from the earth devour them and their robes. They do not notice when their faces have been blackened by the smoke of the temple. Bats, swallows, and birds alight on their bodies and heads, and so do cats. From this you will know that they are not gods, so do not fear them. As for the gold that they wear for beauty, it will not shine unless someone wipes off the tarnish, for even when they were being cast, they did not feel it. They are bought without regard to cost, but there is no breath in them. Having no feet, they are carried on the shoulders of others, revealing to humans their worthlessness. And those who serve them are put to shame, because if any of these gods falls to the ground, they themselves must pick it up. If anyone sets it upright, it cannot move itself, and if it is tipped over, it cannot straighten itself. Gifts are placed before them, just as before the dead. The priests sell the sacrifices that are offered to these gods, and use the money themselves. Likewise, their wives preserve some of the meat with salt, but give none to the poor or helpless. Sacrifice to them may even be touched by women during their periods or after giving birth. Since you know by these things that they are not gods, do not fear them. For how can they be called gods? Women serve meals for gods of silver and gold and wood, and in their temples the priests sit with their clothes torn, their heads and beards shaved, and their heads uncovered. They howl and shout before their gods, as some do at a funeral banquet. The priests take some of the clothing of their gods to clothe their wives and children. Whether one does evil to them or good, they will not be able to repay it. They cannot set up a king or depose one. Likewise, they are not able to give either wealth or money. If one makes a vow to them and does not keep it, they will not require it. They cannot save anyone from death or rescue the weak from the strong. They cannot restore sight to the blind. They cannot rescue one who is in distress. They cannot take pity on a widow or do good to an orphan. These things that are made of wood and overlaid with gold and silver are like stones from the mountain, and those who serve them will be put to shame. Why then must anyone think that they are gods or call themselves gods? The foolishness of worshiping idols. Besides, even the Chaldeans themselves dishonor them. For when they see someone who cannot speak, they bring bell and pray that the mute may speak as though Baal were able to understand. Yet they themselves cannot perceive this and abandon them, for they have no sense. And the women with cords around them sit along the passageways, burning brand for incense. When one of them is led off by one of the passers-by and is taken to bed by him, she derides the woman next to her because she was not as attractive as herself and her cord was not broken. Whatever is done for these idols is false. Why then must anyone think that they are gods or call them gods? They are made by carpenters and goldsmiths. They can be nothing but what the artisans may wish them to be. Those who make them will certainly not live very long themselves. How then can the things that are made by them be gods? They have left only lies and reproach for those who come after. For when war or calamity comes upon them, the priests consult together as to where they can hide themselves and their gods. How then can one fail to see that these are not gods? For they cannot save themselves from war or calamity. Since they are made of wood and overlaid with gold and silver, it will afterward be known that they are false. It will be manifest to all the nations and kings that they are not gods, but the work of human hands, and that there is no work of God in them. Who then does not know that they are not gods? For they cannot set up a king over a country or give rain to people. They cannot judge their own cause or deliver one who is wronged, for they have no power. They are like crows between heaven and earth. When fire breaks out in a temple of wooden gods overlaid with gold or silver, their priests will flee and escape, but the gods will be burned up like timbers. Besides, they can offer no resistance to king or enemy. Why then must anyone admit or think they are gods? Gods made of wood and overlaid with silver and gold are unable to save themselves from thieves or robbers. Anyone who can will strip them of their gold and silver and of the robes they wear and go off with this plunder, and they will not be able to help themselves. So it is better to be a king who shows his courage or a household utensil that serves its owner's need than to be these false gods. Better even the door of a house that protects its contents than these false gods. Better also a wooden pillar in a palace than these false gods. For sun and moon and stars are bright, and when sent to do a service, they are obedient. So also the lightning, when it flashes, is widely seen, and the wind likewise blows in every land. When God commands the clouds to go over the whole world, they carry out his command. And the fire sent from above to consume mountains and woods does what is ordered. But these idols are not to be compared with them in appearance of power. Therefore, one must think that they are gods, nor call them gods, for they are unable either to decide a case or to do good to anyone. Since you know, then, that they are not gods, do not fear them. They can neither curse nor bless kings. They cannot show signs in the heavens for the nations, or shine like the sun, or give light like the moon. The wild animals are better than they are, for they can flee to shelter and help themselves. So we have no evidence whatever that they are gods. Therefore, do not fear them. Like a scarecrow in a cucumber bed that guards nothing, so are their gods of wood overlaid with gold and silver. In the same way, their gods of wood overlaid with gold and silver are like a thorn bush in a garden on which every bird perches, or like a corpse thrown out in the darkness. From the purple and linen that rot upon them, you will know that they are not gods, and they will finally be consumed themselves and be reproached in the land. Better, therefore, is someone upright who has no idol. Such a person will be far above reproach. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Jeremiah went in. That's the letter of Jeremiah, okay? So very excellent to read that, you know. The prophets were really with the word, y'all. They were really with it. The double-edged sword, they had no problem slaying it. Amen. It's a true word right there. So Jeremiah just, you know, comforting Israel through their hardship and their captivity, and just tell them not to bow down to those gods, you know. Got to always serve the true one living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Shem, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Daniel, Noah, Job. That's the God we serve, amen. The God who his only begotten son died for our sins, amen. That's the true one we worship. So we stick it to that forever, okay. We worship the real God of heaven and earth, most definitely, y'all. The true Heavenly Father, amen. There's no other like him, so. Do not get caught in idolatry, people. Do not worship anything, anybody down here, man. It's all foolishness and silly, amen. So let us always obey the Lord forevermore, all right? So that's the letter of Jeremiah, all right? Very excellent read, okay? What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen. Hallelujah. Here we go. Yes, yes, y'all, most definitely. He is the true hope for humanity. All love and praise and glory to him. All honor, amen, most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, he got us, y'all. He got us. He definitely is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty true living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb. The Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my deliverance, the Lord is my salvation, my deliverer, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my everything all and above, most definitely the Lord is my buckler, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my high tower, yes, yes, y'all. We are talking about the almighty, true, living God, most definitely, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Ahai Yeshai, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua, the consuming fire, the God of heaven and earth, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of lights, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. His Son sits at the right hand of him, the government rests on his shoulders. He is amazing, wonderful, excellent, all that and above, y'all. The Most High made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. He is a sufficient one. He is a sustainer. Yes, y'all. Most High is so amazing. With Him, all things are possible. Amen. All things. All right. Trust in Him. Have faith in Him. People seek His face. He is a reward to those who seek Him diligently. Yes, yes, y'all. Amazing, amazing. The Father and Son are awesome. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Worship him. Praise him. Call on him. He is the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the true word, the true living waters. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Daniel, Noah, and Job, the God of Shem, the God of the Hebrews, the God of Israel, the God of heaven and earth. Most definitely, his word is truly amazing, y'all. His word is fine, pure silver. Just as David said in Psalms, his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews say. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Most definitely. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Call on his name, y'all. Call on him. Call on him, and he'll show you great, mighty things. Amen. Yes, y'all, boast in the Lord, boast in the Lord. Tell everybody how amazing he is, what he's done for you, how amazing his power is, his outstretched arm, his mighty hand, the finger of God. Tell everybody about it, his presence, his power, his spirit, his love, his grace, his mercy. Amen. Yes, y'all, tell everybody how amazing he is. His son is amazing for dying for our sins. His blood did clean up our mess. We touch and agree. Yes, yes, y'all. He died and came back 3 days later. Amen. Yes, yes, that's just amazing right there when you think about it. He is the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. We touch and agree, y'all, most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes. In the authority, in the name and the power, in the name and the authority of power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new health, new results, new dreams, new visions, new eyes, new signs, new miracles, new wonders, new tongue, new praise, new song to sing, new heart, renewed joy, renewed strength, abundance, prosperity, new opportunities, new open doors, new city, new county, new state, new apartment, new house, new transportation, new clothing, new garments. Yes, yes, y'all. New resources, new multiple ways of getting around. Amen. Most definitely, the Lord going to do it for your situation. Yes, yes. Plead the blood of Jesus all over you, everywhere you are. Everything you got pleaded over you, all over your life. You are protected by the Most High. He loves you so much. Keep seeking His face. Keep doing His will. Keep living for Him forevermore. Press on, people. Press on, press on. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. All right. That is the word for today. The book of the letter of Jeremiah, okay, the Apocrypha, the lost books of the Bible, okay, so, yes, yes, I just pray to God that whoever's listening to this, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. I pray that you stop backsliding and turn from your ways, and you stay on that narrow path. You keep fighting and pressing on for the Lord, and you keep on looking towards Him. You look to the hills, and your help comes from the Lord, okay, so always keep seeking the Lord's face, and He will reward you forevermore, amen, most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. So what I love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out, okay? So here we go. Yes, yes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all. Praying for you all. Love you all. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.